0. In case you weren't counting down. Praise God. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to everyone who wasn't here earlier. Welcome to all of our guests. We're glad that you're here to worship the Lord with us, to look into the Word of God, to welcome His presence. We want to connect with you. If you are a guest of ours, there are a number of ways you can connect. You can do it online through the Bitly link. And if you're with us online, we encourage you to do that. If you're here with us today, you can talk to one of the greeters or ushers, and they will help you to make that connection. We have a small gift for you if you will do that. A couple of points of information. We'd love to stay to let you know how much we appreciate your presence here today. If you are of a mind to give, we want to encourage you to give in one of a number of ways. We now have offering boxes in the vestibule in various places. They are on the wall, somewhat conspicuous, and you're welcome to give that way, put your offering in there. Also, you can mail in your offering. You can do it on our website or through our church app, the Church Center app. It's called Church Center. Easy to download, easy to use. Please feel free to do that. Several announcements. This Thursday, September 7th, we will have the celebration of life for Benjamin Smith, our dear brother, who has passed away. It will be 6 o'clock. It will be followed by food and fellowship. Again, it's a celebration, so wear bright colors. And if you have any Harley gear, wear that. I have a gift card for the Harley store I have to use this week, I guess. So. All right, that's for real. If you have Harley gear, please feel free to wear that to that celebration. This Friday, September 8th, we have Section 3 prayer. Information is posted around the building. Get more information on that. Talk to Sister Brown, who is our prayer coordinator for the church and for their section. Ladies, movie night, 7 o'clock Saturday night, September 9th. So we've got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday, baby dedication Sunday. In the 11 a.m. service, we'll have our normal scheduled 10 a.m. session. And 11 o'clock will be the baby dedication. Today's the last day to register. If you want to be a part of that, if you want your child to be a part of that, please do that today. You can do that. You can scan the QR code on the flyers in the vestibule. You can do it that way. You can go to the Bitly link on our website, or you can register in Church Center. Men's ministry service on Sunday at 6 o'clock, and grill out at Marvin's. Bring meat and to grill and a chair. Make sure you grill the meat, not the chair. Please recognize that we do have the new offering boxes. We want you to feel free to take advantage of that. And one last thing, we want to go to the Lord in prayer. If you don't mind standing, continue to pray for the Hawk family. Continue to pray for the Smith family. Let's pray also for Anita Barber. She's got surgery coming up for an ulcer on her leg. So let's pray for her as well. In Jesus' name, let's pray. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for the fact that you never leave us, you never forsake us, that you are faithful and you are always with us. We know, God, that you are with us today. We especially pray, oh God, for your manifest presence, for the Smiths and for the Hawk family. I pray, oh God, that your name would be magnified in their hearts and minds in this hour. We pray, Jesus Christ, for this service today, that all that we do, we pray for your anointing upon Brother Parker, upon our ears and our hearts to receive your word. We pray for your blessing on our worship so that we can honor you in all that we do. We pray, oh God, have your way, oh God, with Sister Anita Barber's leg, oh God. I pray for healing, for your virtue to even now touch her, Lord, with your presence and with your virtue that she can receive healing. I pray, God, guide and direct these medical professionals according to your will, according to your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone said amen.
want the world to know you are God. With a passion burning deep within, I want the world to know that you live. pure I am, making this place I stand. Holy ground, holy ground. Your spirit moves and breathes all around, all good and perfect things flowing down, flowing down. If all of the heavens are singing along with the saints and the elders, glorious song and the praises taste they never seem to get old. And I'll stay here forever singing, holy, holy, holy Lord. God Almighty, Jesus, you're guiding me to your will, to your will. All of the heavens are singing along with the saints and the elders, glorious song and the praises they sing ever seem to get old. And I'll stay here forever singing, holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty, over all. You were, you are, and you'll be forever the King and God in glorious splendor. The veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory, yes, I want inside your throne room. Before you, I bow.
The veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory, yes, I run inside the throne room. Before you I bow. The veil is torn, the doors fling wide. I see glory, yes, I run inside the throne room. Before you I'm
You are, you'll be forever the King in throne, glorious splendor. You are, you'll be forever the King in throne, glorious splendor. You are, you'll be forever the King in throne, glorious splendor.
Praise the Lord, church. Such a powerful, sweet presence of the Holy Ghost in this place. If this is your first time to ever be in a Pentecostal church, we believe that the power of the Holy Ghost can dwell inside of a person. It's scriptural. That's what the Bible says. And before we have our special guest speaker come today, I would just like to just some special thanks to all of those that helped yesterday with the celebration of life for our brother James Hawk. We just had a great time here and a great service. But we also had great time of fellowship. And I just want to thank, there's so many that pitched in and helped, and thank you so very much. And just continue to remember Sister Audrey Hawk and the family. And, of course, this week on Thursday, we have Brother Smith homegoing for Brother Benjamin Smith. And it's been a little bit of a rough patch here. But, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and I was sharing this with a few folks this morning. You know, the enemy tries to just throw things at you to just continually wear you down, beat you up. No matter what it is, he's going to use things, even natural courses of life he will use. I guess I'm getting to the point to where that, you know, when you learn how to ride out a storm, doesn't matter what storm comes your way, God gives you the ability to get through that. And every storm you have, you master that storm because you allow God to pilot your boat. And the next storm the enemy gives to you, you just make it, it's better. And after a while, the roles should be reversed to where you're sleeping at the bottom of the boat and Jesus is piloting the ship. Youth week last week seems a long time ago, doesn't it? Brother Roman George did a tremendous job speaking last Sunday morning. And our youth did an amazing job with the music, and thank you. Incredible, Sister Olivia. And it is an honor to take and introduce our guest speaker today. Brother Rufus Parker first came here to Calvary Gospel Church as a missionary to Okinawa. I remember the first time he came, my dad calls me and says, "Hey, I want you to take this missionary out for lunch." I'm like, "I don't want to take him. I don't know who he is." "Well, you'll meet him. I don't know who he is either." So I'm desperate, so I call John Rivest, and I'm like, "Hey, what are you doing?" He's like, "Nothing. Want to go to lunch with the missionary?" "Sure." So we met Pam and Rufus Parker here at church, and we went to Tumbleweed back in the day. And from that day forward, we have become best friends, but not just best friends. Sister Pam and Brother Rufus are powerful mentoring voice in our lives. And for that, we are very honored. And I love this man. He's a great man of God, a great preacher. He's an army guy from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Come preach to us this morning, Brother Rufus Parker.
let's give that to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I first came in the church, they would come to church and they started singing, "Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in the nick of time. Oh, I'm gonna praise his name. Well, each day he's just the same. Well, I'm gonna praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Well, he's God in the Father. He's God in the Son. He's God in the Holy Ghost. And all of these is one. And I know God is God. And God don't ever change. And I know God is God. And Jesus is his name. They call us holy rollers. They're always making fun. They need to get the Holy Ghost and speak in other tongues. And I know God is God. And God don't ever change. And I know God is God. And Jesus is his name. He's God in Oklahoma. He's God in Tennessee. He's God in Okinawa. He's God all over me. And I know God is God. And God don't ever change. And I know God is God. And Jesus is his name. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." You are in the best place that you could be. You're in the right place at the right moment. Now, let me tell you why I say that. When Jacob was sent to go live with his uncle Laban, he came to a place called Luz. And because it was dark, getting close to dark, he took some rocks and made himself a pillar. I guess that's why they call people rockhead. But he made himself a pillar and he lay down on those rocks and he slept. And the Bible said he had a dream. And in his dream, he saw a ladder extending from earth to heaven. And the angels of God was descending and ascending upon that ladder. And God was standing at the top of the ladder. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and he says, "Surely, this is none other but the house of God." There you go. Praise God. Said, "This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gateway to heaven." You're standing this morning, my brothers and sisters, in the gateway to heaven. When you came to these doors, the church is the gateway to heaven. It is here that you learn how to be saved. It is here that you get baptized and get on the right road to go to heaven. That's why we come to church. It ain't just come to make a check mark. We come to church because we're going to heaven. Amen. You're on the right road to get there. As long as you stay in the church, you're going to make it. As long as you and Jesus stay friends, you're going to get there. So church is important, and you're in the gateway to heaven this morning in the house of God. I want to thank your dear pastor, amen, for allowing me to minister this morning, amen. He is definitely a good friend, and like he said, we've been friends for a long time, and I am so thankful for so many of you, Pastor Seidel and all of you, the ministers that are in this church, you guys have really inspired my heart. You know, I get to sit on the district board and question these guys and gals when they come for their license. And I'm telling you, they're making you proud. They are doing a very good job. When I read the report, they're coming from Calvary Gospel Church. I know they're going to be okay because I know their pastor. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are not going to keep you. So good to have my darling wife with me this morning as well. Amen. As always, I think she will tell you that I am her first convert. And that is good, isn't it? Hey, guys, just think, your wife, how many guys in here your wife won you to the Lord? Any of you? Amen. You should be excited. Amen. Praise God. Now, how many of you ladies did your husband win you to the Lord? Amen. Praise God. That's good. That's good stuff. Amen. I'm going to read from the book of Hosea. I'm going to read chapter 1, verse 2, and then we're going to chapter 2, and I'm going to pick up again at verse 14. The beginning of the word of the Lord to Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredom and children of whoredom, for the land have committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. Chapter 2, verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably to her. And I will give her her vineyard from thence and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the days when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou should call me Isha, and shall call me no more Beliai. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beast of the fields and with the fowls of the heavens and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth and will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. And I will betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that have not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my Lord. Praise God. And I want to minister to you for a few moments from this thought today. A door of hope in the valley of Achor. A door of hope in the valley of Achor. Jesus, thine, O God, is the greatness. Thine is the power. Thine is the might. Thine is the glory. Thine is the victory. Thine is the majesty. All that are in heaven and the earth is thine, and thine is the kingdom, and thou art exalted above all. Both riches and honor cometh of thee, and thou excellest them all. In thy hand, dear God, is power and might, and in thine hand, God, is to make great and to give strength unto all. And now, dear God, we do praise thee, and we do therefore glorify your name forever and ever. Amen. And you may be seated today. Praise God. A door of hope in the valley of Achor. When you begin to read your Bible, you have to take your time and begin to see what God is saying and where he's coming from in each situation. You see, if you never know the purpose of the book or the purpose for what you are reading, you will always struggle with what you hear and what you see in the Word of God. You see, God has a purpose for everything He writes. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, and instructions in righteousness, that the man of God shall be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Peter tells us, knowing this verse also, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now we look at the book of Hosea, and when you begin to look at Hosea, you can start seeing negative to start with. It starts out like it's a negative book, and what God does when He shows you something negative in His Scripture is He's trying to get your attention. He wants you to put yourself in the pages to see if you're following the same suit. You see, Israel in this state, amen, is starting to do wrong. They are going away from God. Amen. It's kind of like the lesson we heard this morning. Saul had everything he needed to be successful. All he had to do was follow and obey God's instructions and God's word, but he chose to start doing things his own way. And as a result, the people start getting further and further away from God. And it's this way now when we read the book of Hosea. We find that Hosea here, amen, the prophet Hosea, is sent by God, amen, to an analogy to marry a woman of the night or whoredom, because he wants them to see that they are fornicating and making love with the world. So God is trying to give him a wake-up call, give them a wake-up call. So God says to him, amen, I will allure her into the wilderness, and I will give her her vineyard, and I will set in the valley of Achor a door of hope. Amen. Now, what is the valley of Achor? If you realize, the valley of Achor was when the children of Israel crossed into the promised land, and Achan, he took of the forbidden things, and God had him killed, and he was killed in the valley of Achor. Achor means trouble. So what is God saying to you and I? In the valley of trouble, I'm going to set a door of hope for you so that you can be able to see. And I'm going to be faithful to you. And I'm going to lure you and bring you to me. Amen. Notice, all of us at one time or another has used the word hope. Amen. We hope that we get promoted. We hope that it don't rain. We hope that it doesn't snow. Amen. We hope that our flight isn't delayed. I know you guys don't know anything about that. Boy, that's a heartbreaking feeling, isn't it? Praise God. We hope that the doctors give us a good report. Solomon says in Proverbs 13:12 that hope deferred make the heart sick. But when it cometh, it is a tree of life. Amen. Delay while you're waiting. Amen. Sometimes it can be painful. Sometimes it can be heartbreaking. Amen. But that's why the Bible tells us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Paul tells us in Romans 15:4 that all Scripture, amen, praise God. He says, whatsoever things was written for our learning, that we through faith and comfort that is Scripture would have hope. So when we read the Word of God, we're to come away with a lot of hope, because that's the kind of God that we serve. He's a faithful God. He understands the things that we have need of. Amen. For we are saved by hope. For hope that is seen is not hope. For if a man see that he hope for, what does he yet hope for? But if we see that not we hope for, then do we with patience wait for it. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, making intercession with groaning. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, you've got to have hope as you're on this journey. Like faith, you cannot let it go. You must get a hold of it, and you must cling to it. Paul says, when you've done all you can do to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, and for all saints. Amen. We've got to stay focused. Now is not the time to lose focus. Amen. As Pastor said, the enemy is trying to wear you out. And you know, the scripture says the same thing. Daniel says in Daniel 7:25 that he shall speak great words against the Most High and try to wear out the saints of the Most High. That's the enemy's goal. And right now, he's using a whole lot of psychological warfare against you to bring you down, to get you off course, to get you to lose faith, to get you to lose hope. But I come to tell you today that they that do know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father. The King eternally. The wonderful in wisdom by whom all things were made. The fullness of the Godhead. And Jesus is displayed. Cast not away your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet in a little while, he that will come and will not tarry. Now the just have got to live by faith. You got to live by faith. Like hope. If you see it, it's not hope. That's why we walk by faith. I can't see it, but I know God is there. Praise God. See, scripture says, Paul says in Romans 4:17, he says, God calls those things that are not as though they were. See, in Hosea, to go marry a harlot, and then to say, I'm going to bring you into the wilderness, and I'm going to give you your vineyard, and I'm going to set a door of hope. Hey, they're saying, how is this going to happen? It's kind of like when Mary, the angel showed up. And she says, how can this thing be? I know not a man. You see, God's ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. When God's word tells us something, we just have to cling to it. We just got to hold on. An expectation of what will be the end results. That's what you've got to do. You've got to take the word of God and hold on to it and don't let it go. And wait and see what God will do in it all. See, but we want to put God on our timeline. And it's not going to work. Sometimes you may have to wait a long time. God promised Abraham, do you know what? Abraham was 75 when God called him. Do you know when he had his son? You know the story. 100 years old. There you go. Amen. 25 years later. Can you wait? Can you endure? Jesus says in Luke 12:32, in your patience, possess ye your soul. In other words, learn how to wait. God says, I'm going to set a door in the valley of Achor, and I'm going to give you your vineyard. See, what is he talking about? When you're in that barrenness stage and it looks like nothing is going to happen and all you're seeing is trouble on every side. Paul says, we're troubled on every side, but we're not in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. We're always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Christ might be manifested in us. He says, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The light afflictions which worketh in you only for a moment, they are working in an eternal and exceeding weight of glory. Why, we look not at the things that are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We're going to a better place, and God has a door of hope. It's already open for you. You just can't see it because you're walking in the natural. You need to walk by faith, and you can walk right into the door of hope. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what we do. We cling to it. We hold to it. Praise God. Have you ever read Matthew 25 about the 10 virgins? You ever notice the call goes out, go meet the bridegroom. They go out and what do? They slumber and sleep. Now the call says go meet. It didn't say go to sleep. But they went and they slumber and they slept. And as a result, five foolish miss the bridegroom. Now, when I look at that, do you know something I see, Pastor? Looked like the door was always open. Because it says after he went in and shut the door. So maybe when they first got the call, the door was open. I think when he was pierced in his side on Calvary, the door, the veil was rent from top to bottom to give you and I access freely. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of trouble or in the times of need. The door's open. It's already sprung wide. All you've got to do is walk into it. It's a door of hope for you. It's open for you. You don't need to set back any longer. Then wait. The door's open. All you got to do is walk through and get whatever you want. He will meet you in the inside. Praise God. But see, we want to wait. Why wait? Oh, heaven is yours. Praise God. Why did you fear? That's what Jesus asked the disciples. Why are you sleeping in the boat? What are you fearing for? I'm here with you. Did he not say to you and me, I will not leave you. I won't forsake you. So why are you worrying about stuff that's happening? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels are beckoning me. From heaven's open door. From heaven what? What? He's already set a door of hope for you. All you've got to do is go through it. This is the gateway to heaven. Hello, Mokiyama. This is the gate to heaven. The door is open. All you've got to do is walk to go there. Amen. Keep your focus. Don't let the things that comes comes around and bother you and trouble you. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. As the Lord told Moses, speak to the children of Israel and tell them to go forward. They start complaining. Oh, we're going to die. We're going to die. He says, go forward. That's all you got to do. When you feel the world is closing in on you and the pastor is preaching and he gives an altar call, all you got to do is go forward. You think the enemy of your soul is going to tell you to go to the altar? He wants you to stay right where you are and be depressed. He wants you to stay right where you are and be discouraged. Do you know what the Lord said in Ezekiel 46:9? He says, tell my people, when they go to worship me, if they came in the south gate, they'd leave by the north gate. If they came in the north gate, they'd leave by the south gate. Do you know what God is saying? When you come to worship me, you make sure you leave a different way. Don't you leave the same way that you came in to worship me. When you leave, you should be full of hope. When you leave, you should be full of faith. You should realize that you've been in the presence of Almighty God. There's a door open for you. You don't let trouble and things stop you. You don't throw in the towel and quit. You take the towel and wash somebody's feet with it and see what God will do in your life. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. Don't you throw up. You got a vineyard waiting. You got joy waiting. You got everything you have need of waiting for you. The door is already open. All you've got to do is go through it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Praise God. The Bible says in Acts 16 that Paul and Silas received a vision, a man over in Macedonia saying, come over and help us. And they showed up, and all they see is women down by the lake. And I'm sure they probably went, where's the man at? But Lydia in her house heed to what Paul is saying, and they get baptized. And then Paul is on his way to prayer, him and Silas. And a woman filled with divination says, these are the men of the Most High God. They show us the ways of salvation. And after many days, Paul got tired of it. And he rebuked the devil that was in her. And the people that was over her beat them and cast them into prison. But at midnight, Paul and Silas begin to pray and to sing hymns. And the prison doors were open. And the jailer come running in. It was going to take his life. And they says, do thyself no harm. We are all here. And he came trembling and says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And Paul says, believe on the Lord Jesus in thy house and you shall be saved. And he took them that very hour and baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, him and his house. Amen. The door's open. Whatever you have need of this day, the door's open. God would have never told us he's going to lure us. He's going to pull us to him. And that he's going to set a door of hope in our troubles. So now my question to you is, are you going to take him at his word? Amen. He has a vineyard. I'm going to take you out of barrenness and I'm going to give you fruitfulness. That's what God is saying. See? But you got to come through the door. So I want to open these altars this morning. If you're here today and you've never been baptized in Jesus' name and you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, listen to this. Listen to what Jesus says in Luke chapter 11, verse 13 through 15. He says, how many of you fathers having sons?
If they ask you for bread, are you going to give them a stone? If they ask you for fish, are you going to give them a serpent? If they ask you for an egg, are you going to give them a scorpion? He says, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that asked him? God wants to put his spirit in you. See, that's what I said. This is the gateway. And this is what starts us to get there. Because the Bible tells me in Romans 8 and 9, if any man have not the Spirit of God, he's none of his. See, so God wants you to have the Holy Ghost. He wants you to be baptized in his name. See, because when you're baptized in his name, you're putting on Christ. And we're going to need that name to enter those gates. Praise God. And you can get there today. You can start today in the door of hope. So these altars are open right now. And I'm going to invite you today. Whatever you have need of. Listen, whatever you've been struggling with anything, I want you to get out of it. Let me tell you something. Disappointment comes to every one of us. Every one of us have disappointment, but discouragement is a choice. You're making the choice to be discouraged. You're making the choice to be lonely. You're making the choice to be stressed. You're making the choice to be despondent. You're making that choice because none of that comes with the Holy Ghost. What comes with the Holy Ghost is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance and hope and salvation and joy and peace and life abundantly. Come on. You can get what you need. Just walk through the door this morning. Don't go out the way you came. Leave changed and leave renewed and leave
joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout. Praise him for the victory. Weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise him for the victory. Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout, praise him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise him for the victory. Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout, praise him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise him for the victory. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising.
voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout, praise Him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. And worship is the way that the battle is won. And this is the way that we fight.
Come on and
praise Him for the victory. Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout, praise Him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
I won't turn back.
isn't God awesome? Thank you so very much, Brother Rufus Parker, for preaching to us this morning. God bless my friend. God is so good. God is so good. And what a beautiful, I just love, I'm just enjoying this moment. We have our Spanish church will be starting here shortly. Just shake hands with a brother, a sister. Encourage one another. There's a door of hope in your valley. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're struggling with, that's what I love about God. He's like, you know, I'm gonna, Brother Jay, I wanna put you through some trials. I wanna give you some tests. But you know what? I'm not gonna just leave you there. I'm gonna open up a door. I wanna give you a way of escape. I wanna give you a way out. God does that for each and every one of us. Offers us a door of hope. Don't we serve an awesome God? God bless you. Thank you so much again, Brother and Sister Parker. Brother Parker is a well-known author and has written a number of books. I don't know if he has any books with him. But anyway, look him up. And our men's ministry, we use a lot of his books in our men's ministry. But God bless you. Thank you so much to our worship team today. And awesome job. Supposed to be a hot, hot, hot day out there today. We have our Labor Day weekend. A lot of you are off tomorrow. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Kids going back to school, so watch out for all those little ones, the yellow buses and all that good stuff. So God bless you, and we will see you back here on Wednesday evening. God bless.